A University of Miami study of nearly 20,000 species this week shows that plants are shifting out of their natural habitats because of warmer temperatures, and in some places, native species are going extinct altogether for multiple reasons. In Pennsylvania, researchers are trying to save one native plant found only in the Appalachian Mountains that's threatened by an insect. The Allegheny Front's Andy Kubis went into the field with one scientist who's made saving that plant his mission.
Canby's mountain lover, scientific name Pachystema canbyi, is one of the rarest plants in Pennsylvania. Only a couple dozen people have ever even seen it growing in the wild.
This plant could go extinct. It's a really plausible outcome.
Steve Grund is a botanist with the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program. On a recent Saturday morning, I met up with Grund and a few volunteers in Bedford, Pennsylvania, the northern limit of the plant's range.
Why don't you go with us?
Okay.
The Western Pennsylvania Conservancy bought this land, about 8 acres, from a private landowner in 1994, specifically to protect the Canby's mountain lover. Today, it only grows in 3 spots in all of Pennsylvania. The plant is in danger because of an insect called a scale. It sucks nutrients from the plant, including water. The insect is here because of an invasive vine called the Asian bittersweet that serves as its host.
Oh, you guys are going to need some of this.
The crew grabbed their weapon for this mission, a highly refined oil mixed with water loaded up in a squirt bottle.
It basically suffocates the scales. When they hatch from the egg, they're in a form called crawlers. While they're in that stage, they're vulnerable to this oil.
We start walking several hundred yards uphill and into the edge of the forest. Pretty soon, we're up on a limestone cliff. It's about a 60-foot drop down and looks like the sort of place you'd find rock climbers.
So that flag marked where we started treating last time.
There are small hot pink flags scattered around, marking where the Canby's mountain lover is growing. It'd be very easy to walk right past it and never know you were so close to something so rare.
So here's the plant. It's a little shrub. It can get bigger than this, and it can kind of sprawl out.
The plant is evergreen, with little dark green leathery leaves. In the spring, it has tiny white flowers. Right now, it looks a little bit like rosemary.
Could you hand me my sprayer, please?
Grun gets down on the forest floor to get to work.
Let's see if we can find any crawlers on this plant here.
He puts on gloves and sprays the plant with the oil.
So what you do is you get a white piece of paper, and my field notebook works fine for that. You put it under the plant, then you flick it with your fingers.
Grun grabs a magnifying glass that he wears around his neck.
I'm not getting any crawlers. Maybe it's because I have the wrong glasses on.
It's not the glasses. It's the same thing at the next few plants he sprays. Nothing. And he thinks that's a good sign.
Maybe we timed it really well and got most of them last time.
Grun will be at this site all day, spraying and counting the plants. And he'll also come back 2 more times this summer. It's a lot of effort for one small plant, but Grun says a team of botanists, academics, park rangers, and citizens chose this one to focus on because there's something they can do.
Often I feel like my job is to document the demise of rare plants. Here we have a case where there's a chance that we can save these Pennsylvania populations and the rest of the range and hopefully keep it off the endangered species list.
And why do they care that this small plant might go extinct? One reason often used is that you never know what plant might contain the cure for cancer. But Grun says it's more than just what benefits humans.
You know, these things are all connected, and sometimes we know what those connections are, and often we don't. But I also think that a species has its own intrinsic value.
A value he and others believe is worth preserving. For Here and Now, I'm Andy Kubis.